We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We are expecting high winds on Sunday. The high wind warning starts at 7 o'clock Sunday morning. And we are on the line with National Grid's David Bertola. David, how is National Grid preparing for Sunday's high winds?
Hello. There's always a plan in place, whether the skies are blue or whether we're anticipating a significant wind event. And in the event that there's high wind, there's always the potential that power outages may occur. So what we're doing is we have somewhere between 1,500 and 2,000 line service and tree workers are on alert. And ready to go. And today and into tomorrow, as we gather more information about the weather system, we'll be able to know exactly where to begin deploying those folks as we prepare for the wind.
David, what can people do in advance of this storm? Is there anything they can do to get ready?
If you think your power may go out, with the information that we're always dialed in Buffalo, Western New York, winters and with our weather, right? So everybody seems to keep an eye on that kind of stuff, which is great. The next step is to make sure you have things like flashlights and batteries and your cell phones are charged. If you're running a generator, make sure you're running it outside. You never want to run it indoors because carbon monoxide gas can build up. And make sure you're checking on your neighbors or relatives who you may be aware of that might be maybe older or may need a little help here and there, and just see if you can reach out to them.
How dangerous does the job become for the National Grid employees with those high winds, and if they're in that cherry picker, obviously it's got to be very dangerous.
Sure, there's a wind speed where we won't even go up into the bucket trucks and do the work. These I can't say enough about these people. I've had the good fortune to meet so many of them in my time here at National Grid, and the kind of work they do. And when it's when I'm home or at my desk here at work, there's guys and gals outside braving this stuff, and they're up high and they're on these poles, or they're putting them in the ground, and they're the ones removing the trees. They're the ones doing all the hard work so that folks like you and me can turn our lights on when we get home. And I believe it's 40 miles an hour is the wind speed that we will not allow. It's just unsafe to raise one of those buckets into the air. So in that instance, we'll have all the information in terms of, if a pole is broken or if a tree has fallen into a power line, and we'll go out there and get right to work as soon as it's safe.
So if this windstorm goes on until Monday, then there's a chance that your workers couldn't get anything done until late Monday morning at the latest, right?
Potentially, yes. There are things that we can do. We'll pick our spots, right? So we'll have a coordinated plan based on resources, the ability to get to some damaged areas. In some cases, I know last year when we had ice storms, and it seemed like every weekend we had an ice storm around this time of year last year, maybe into April. There were some times we couldn't, the roads weren't navigable, or some of the power lines were just difficult to get to because trees had fallen 2 years ago when we were we experienced that major windstorm in March of 2017. So sometimes you're just not able to get out there, and with the ground being as soft as it is this time of year, a heavy wind on a giant tree makes them even more susceptible to falling on the power lines.
Right, we're hearing from the Weather Service that the ground will be extra saturated because of rain Saturday night before the winds move in here. And then the trees go down, they bring the power lines down, and you know, then we're with you guys and getting updates on the power outages. But people should maybe anticipate that if they do lose power, it may not just be for an hour or two.
Yeah, in the case of major storms, that's right. You know, I'll go back to 2 years ago because all I have to draw on, and I know that a lot of the forecasts for wind and wind speeds are similar to what that event was like, and it just takes time to clear the roads, to clear fields, to get into people's yards, especially if it's in the city of Buffalo, as an example. But it could take a little bit of extra time, and we want your power on just as much as you do. Trust me, it's not something that we take lightly. But people should know we always have a plan in place, and we're ready to develop that plan, and we are ready to work that plan.
David, we appreciate your time. That's David Bertola, spokesperson for National Grid.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.